Lesson 2. The Bible Give Hope. People all over the world feel sad and stressed out because of all the problems where they go through. You ever gone through something where make you feel like that? Maybe you do suffer because of one sickness or because somebody where you love dead. You ever ask yourself, life won't ever get better? The answer will come from the Bible, give it hope. Point 1. How we could get hope from the Bible? The Bible not only tell we why the world full up of problems, but it also give we good news when it tell we that then the problems no will last forever. The promise from the Bible could give you one future and one hope. Jeremiah 29:11-12 say, I know good one, that the things where I think about for uno, that loan things for peace and not for suffering. For give uno one future and one hope. Uno one call me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to uno. It could also help you for deal with your everyday problems, for get one positive attitude, and for find happiness where one lasts forever. Point 2. What kind of future the Bible promise we? The Bible promise we want future when nobody know we dead no more. Nobody know we feel sorrow, nor pain no more, nor cry because of sadness. Revelation 21:4 say, and he will wipe away the tears from the eye. Nobody know we dead no more. Nobody know we feel sorrow, nor pain no more, nor cry because of sadness. The things were used to happen, no one exists no more. Lot of people they suffer today because they poor. They get treated in our way when not fair. And then they face sickness and death. But soon then the things no one exists no more. The Bible promise we that we want to enjoy life forever in a paradise on earth. Point 3. How you could be sure that the promise there in the Bible won't come true? Lot of people hope to make good things happen, but they're not sure if what they hope for won't ever come true. Where the Bible promise we different from any other promise, we want to trust what he said even more when we study the scriptures, like where Acts 17:11 say. As you study the Bible, you want to decide for yourself if you could believe what he said about the future.
Search for more. Study some of the things where the Bible promise for the future. See how the hope where the Bible give help lot of people today. Point 4. The Bible promise way that we could live forever without suffering. Look on this list of promise where the inner the Bible. Which ones you did look forward for see come true, and why? Imagine yourself the living in one world where part nobody want feel pain no more, get old, or after dead. Isaiah 25:8 say, he want destroy death forever, and the sovereign Lord Jehovah want wipe away all of the eye water from their face. He want get rid of the shame of he people from off of the earth, because Jehovah itself may say it. Nobody want get sick or live with one disability. Isaiah 33:24 say, and nobody want say, as sick. The people then where they live upon the earth want get forgiveness for the wrong with endo. And Isaiah 35:5-6 say, during that time, the blind one their eye want open up, and the deaf one their ears want go hear. In at the same time, the crippled one there, one could move like one there, and the tongue of the one there where can't talk, one could holler out with lone happiness. Because in at the desert, the water won't bust out, and it won't run like flood water through the savannah. Nobody won't get treated in a one way when not fair. Isaiah 32:16-17 say, then justice won't live in the wilderness, and righteousness will live in the orchard. The result of true righteousness will be peace, and because of true righteousness, the people will live upon the earth and got peace and feel safe forever. Nobody want suffer because of war. Psalm 46:9 say, He want put one end to all of the war day in the whole earth. He want destroy the bow and the spear. Nobody want have to deal with negative thinking or bad memories. Isaiah 65:17 say, I did create one new heaven and one new earth. We no one remember all of them the things when we there in the past, and they no one affect we heart either. Everybody wants to see people with a love come back to life on earth. John 5:28 and 29 say, We no get surprised because of what I just say. Cause the time they come when all of the one there with the inner the tomb there want hear for his voice and come out. The people with the good things want get everlasting life, but the people with the bad things want get judged. Everybody want be young and healthy. Job 33:25 say, A body want look better than when he me young. He going back to how good he me feel when he me young and healthy. Everybody want got plenty food, want comfortable house, and work when he could enjoy. Psalm 72:16 say, Plenty of grain want dip on the earth. Pan the top of the mountain there, it want to overflow. The fruit of the king want grow like the Lebanon. And in the city there, the people want blossom like the plant there on the earth. And Isaiah 65:21-22 say, They want build house, and then see one want live in there. And they want plant orchard and eat from the fruit where he give. They don't want build house just to make somebody else live in there. They don't want plant and somebody else get to eat the fruit. The days when my people live want be like the length of time where one tree live. And the work where for me people then do with their one hand, they want get to enjoy to no more no more. Everybody want enjoy lot of peace. Psalm 37:11 say, But the humble one day want live upon the earth, a lot of peace one day. So they want be happy, happy. Everybody want live forever in a perfect conditions. Psalm 37:29 say, The righteous one day want inherit the earth, and they want live forever upon it. You feel like their scriptures give you hope? You think your family and friends could benefit from their scriptures? Point 5. The hope where the Bible give way could make your life better. Lot of people feel discouraged and some even vex because of all of the problems where they see they happen. Some people do all kind of things to make the world a better place. The Bible promise way that things won't get better. Make we see how that hope they help lot of people right now. Listen to the audio or the video we name, I'm a One Stop Injustice. If you find all the article, audio recording, and video there for listen to, look up the publication Enjoy Life Forever on jw.org.
I'm a grow up in the South. That I'm back in the end time there when black people and white people we couldn't mix up with one another. And not only that, then those put up sign for make we know where part we could go. I couldn't understand why we couldn't get along.
50 cent.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Renny, you the only boy. Why you the call us, sir?
Be quiet. I want to make you know your place.
When we may get back on the truck, I tell her, You know what? I will never hold my head down. My granny may know that I love the Bible because I would always read the Bible when I'm small, but I couldn't understand it. I used to pray that when make we so different, why we can't just live together. I may meet one group. And I may really want to be part of it. They may involve in a politics. They may say, we fight against injustice. And when they may say that word injustice, I say, yes, this is the way I want the inner. fi be one part of something, we could make one change and make people be united. That is my goal. When we start to protest about police violence, and I think that where a lot of people may focus on, and I like some of the things there where they may do, but they used to train me like soldier every day. We learn how to use gun and things like that. And so, I start to think, this is not where I want to be part of. This is not where I can join. So I start to go back to God again. I start to read the Bible because I realize I don't may change nothing. The Bible where I may read, that may the King James Version. So I may read it, but I couldn't understand it. When I go to Jamaica, and I may see this Bible, the New World Translation, and I start to read it, and it may make so much sense. And it never got in thee and thou. I say, yes, you know? Like this, that the one where I want it. One day, two ladies knocked on the door. I never know that they are my Jehovah Witnesses. All I could have say, that the Bible. And I say, where power want to get a Bible? And they say, okay, we want to bring one for you. And they do it. So they bring the Bible for me. But I never know they may want to study the Bible with me. The first time I got to a convention of Jehovah Witnesses, there were 10,000 people. When I got there, I see all of them different face and different color skin. There were Jehovah made tell me, remember when you asked me about all different people? They get together as one. See, I treat everybody the same way. Then get along. We united. And it just make me feel so good inside. Yes. This is the organization where I want the inner. I just see people as people, you know? And I could preach and be friend with anybody, no care where they come from. Now that I know where the Bible really teach, I got a wonderful life because I know only God and for His government could bring about peace. Just like how Jehovah make everybody united, I want everybody be united and learn about Jehovah. Jehovah answer my prayer.
What kind of injustice may the bother Rafika? Even though injustice still may happen, how the Bible may help Rafika? The hope where the Bible give way for the future could help we deal with any kind of problem where make we feel discouraged, and it could help we live one happy life now. Proverbs 17:22 say, "One happy heart that like good medicine for the body, but discouragement bring you down." And Romans 12:12 say, "Uno fi rejoice sake of the hope where we got and bear up under tribulation. Uno must keep on the prayer all the time." You think the hope where the Bible give could really make your life better now? Why you say that? What you would have said if somebody tell you?
It's hard to believe what the Bible promised for the future.
Why is it important for making you find the answer for yourself?
What we learn? The Bible promised we want a happy future, and because of that hope, we could still enjoy life right now. Make a review. Why people need to learn about God promise day? What the Bible promise for the future? How the hope for one happy future could help you right now? Where I could work, pan? Read the scripture then in this lesson and learn more about God promise for the future. Something else for work, pan.
Find out more. Learn more about the power of hope. Read Hope, where part you could find it, in the Awake, April 22nd, 2004. Find out how the hope for the future could help them one where they deal with one bad sickness. Read the web article, You Think the Bible Could Help You for Deal with One Bad Sickness? When you watch the music video with name Imagine the Future, imagine that you and your family enjoy the future paradise where the Bible promise.
Imagine the future where no more pain, where life's so good. And
find out how somebody when me want change the world may learn the truth about the future. Read, now I no feel that the me fi change the world, in the Watchtower, July 1st, 2013. End a listen to.